Rehina, the 51st annual Canadian Western Agribition is back on in Rehina in the Real District. The annual beef and livestock show runs November 28 to December 3. It is expected to be a busy week of agriculture and livestock activities attended by people from across the world. It is expected to be back to normal for the event after 2 years of COVID-19 restrictions. Agribition was postponed in 2020 and did return in 2021 under pandemic restrictions, but this is the first year back with the restrictions fully lifted. This year, the event expects to have 150 events with 300 trade show booths, with 400 volunteers. This year's event also marks a first for the new leadership of the Canadian Western Agribition. The new CEO Sean Kindop is expecting a return to pre-pandemic crowds. "We're looking at back in that six-figure mark," said Kindop. "We weren't far off during the pandemic, so looking forward to getting back to a bit more of a normal and getting those folks back." There were issues on the first day with blowing snow conditions seen in the province, but Kindop remained optimistic of a good turnout. "If there's one group of people who can weather a little bit of wind and some snow, it's the Agribition supporters," said Kindop. "Saskatchewan is the heartbeat of agriculture," said Kindop. "This is where you're going to come and learn from the best in agriculture." Also new at the top is President Kim Hextall of Grenfell, was recently elected to that position this year. She expects good sales to come out of Agribition, and noted there is a good range of livestock there as well. "We have 12 breeds of cattle, but we also have sheep, alpacas, bison, they're all competing as well," said Hextall. "It's estimated there will be 2,500 animals there. The expectation is there will be a big international audience this year as well. Organizers are expecting about 1,200 to 1,300, with Hextall noting attendees are coming from as far away as Australia, Peru, Portugal and a sizable contingent from Mongolia. The indication is the Mongolians are most interested in the genetics and the machinery." There were a number of highlights for the first day, including the Canadian National 4-H and Youth Judging Competition, the Chore Team Competition, the Alpaca Fleece Judging, and the Horse Pull Auction. There was free admission on Monday courtesy of CN. Later this week is the return of the Maple Leaf Finals Rodeo running November 30 to December 3, with free admission on November 30. Organizers are hoping to attract 22,000 rodeo fans through the week. A particular highlight expected this week is the arrival of members of the cast of Yellowstone, actors Ian Bowen, Ryan, and Denham Richards, Colby Mayfield, at Agribition on December 1. The full schedule of events can be found at agribition.com. Burning of the Brand Kicks event off. Monday was an important day for the Agribition with the annual burning of the brand. Dignitaries including Agriculture Minister David Marrott and Mayor Sandra Masters were on hand for that ceremony. Mayor Masters welcomed the return of the event, coming on the heels of the city's successful hosting of the Grey Cup earlier this month. "Agribition actually connects the world," said Masters. "The economic impact of Agribition to our city and our province approaches $100 million. The value of Agribition cannot be understated." Also on hand was Andrea Robertson, CEO of Stars Air Ambulance. Robertson as well as Hextall and Stars Flight paramedic Darcy McKay took part in the actual burning of the brand, with the CWA logo as well as the Stars logo burned into the slab of wood. "We're almost a decade into a relationship with Canadian Western Agribition and it's been phenomenal," said Robertson. She noted the close relationship between Stars and the rural communities that Agribition is so closely associated. "This is absolutely rural remote, that's what we do each and every day. This is about reaching people to get a higher level of care wherever you require it," said Robertson. "If the worst thing happens, we can land in your field, we can land on the highway or the byway wherever the crisis occurs."